Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm praying for you during a thunderstorm in Texas. It is raining like crazy as I'm recording this, and so I'm just kind of reminded of the importance of rain and how much we need and how we rely on rain to water the earth. And so just grateful that God provides for us that way. He provides for us in all sorts of different kinds of ways, but the rain is one of them, and I'm just thanking him for that today. We are in Matthew 26. We're making our way through the book of Matthew, which as I look back on my stats from a couple years ago, we actually have done this before, so that's okay. Scripture is always God-breathed and amazing, but we are in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, and as I read it, I'm going to be reminded of the time that I actually got to be in Gethsemane earlier this year, which is such a I don't have words for it, but here we go. This is what it says in the modern English version. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray close by." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Wait here and keep watch with me." He went a little farther, and falling on his face, he prayed, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So could you not keep watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Look, he who betrays me is at hand." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, it's humbling and beautiful to know what was at stake. And now that we stand on the other side of your decision about doing the will of the Father and not your own, and that you understood what you were about to suffer, and you knew that it was going to cost your life, and the wrestling that you did, it just makes me love you all the more, Jesus. Lord, help us to take that into consideration as we look forward to what we face in the future. Instead of shrinking back, help us to wrestle through. Help us to be honest with our fears like you were, Lord Jesus, to say, "I'm afraid of what's coming up. I know what I'm being called to do." And to just grieve it and wrestle it and walk through it. And then just to say, finally, Lord, and that's the hardest part, this part of surrender, to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." It's part of the Lord's Prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. And Lord Jesus, we stand here able to pray to you, lifting holy hands, experiencing forgiveness and life and freedom and all the great things that come from being a child of God because of what you did. So we just spend a little bit of time right now worshiping you for this choice. And then we see the disciples in this story and we just pray, "Oh Lord, help us to stay awake." Help us to be good friends to the people around us when they really need us, not to fall asleep. And help us also to not fall asleep as we're walking with you, to be your companion, to hear your voice, and to be with. There's so much power in with, to walking with someone, and we want to walk with you, Lord. Yes, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, and we need your Holy Spirit to not only keep us willing, but to enliven our flesh and to make us and empower us to obey. That is, that's a heart cry. That's the prayer of our heart today. Lord, we want to obey you. We want to worship you. We just stand in awe of what you've done for us. And we remain grateful for another day of life, another day of breath, another day to praise you and worship you. So thank you for that. Sometimes it's just the simple things and just having gratitude that bring joy to our lives. And so, Lord, when things get hard today, help us to count our blessings, the many, 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 many things you've done for us. We could spend the rest of our lives just listing them down. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help sponsor the podcast and keep it going, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And thanks in advance for doing that. And also a huge shout out and thank you to all of those who are supporting the podcast on Patreon. You are such a blessing to me. And hey, I pray that today is a day that you let your worries, you let them go into the hand of Jesus.